Basin Recreation is contributing $500,000 toward the preservation efforts. Summit Land Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox said the land will have public access for winter recreation.
What is now on the table and is winter recreational access inside the fence. So we had tried some different iterations and different options so that, again, the community could have some feet on the ground recreational benefit that would be balanced with the agricultural benefit. So this is finally where we're settling.
Summit Land has a couple of fundraising events underway. They're hoping to meet a $150,000 matching grant with donations through October. She said they need to raise $1 million more by the end of February.
You know, we will still have over $1 million to raise. So we have two campaigns going on. And the one I'd like to talk about today is called the 158 campaign. So it's 158 acres. And we are hoping that people will donate $1 for every acre. So that's $158 donation. We do have a opportunity drawing that we're running right now, and people will be able to win a cross-country ski package gear from White Pine Touring. And we also have a matching grant. So that, you know, people's $158 is doubled.
Summit Land Conservancy is holding neighborhood meetings promoting the Treasure Hill open space bond. Fox said so far it's been productive.
What I find in these open houses is people come with really good questions, and when we're able to answer them, yes, they go away and say, you know, I am going to vote for this bond. You know, this has been a 30-year process, the Treasure development, and we have, you know, all three of Park City's past mayors think that this bond is a good idea. It shows that, you know, for 30 years, people have tried to figure out how to accommodate the existing entitlements on that mountainside.
An editorial recently accused Park City leaders of misrepresenting the true cost to taxpayers, suggesting the $48 million bond does not include interest. Fox said the city isn't trying to hide anything.
When you buy a house, you know, you pay $250,000 for your house, but there are interest costs. So the cost of purchase here is the, you know, $64 million. And then there are some financing costs. The city has said is the average home is going to be asked to pay $194 per year. And that's the total payment. That's principal and interest. So there's not $194 plus some other hidden cost.
Fox said the size and scope of the Treasure development, if it goes in, would have an ongoing cost to the community, whereas the bond would be paid off in 16 years.
The long and the short of it is this development would be massive. It would loom over Park City's old town. It will take 6 to 10 years of massive construction vehicles rumbling in and out of town on our streets, past our schools, down Park Avenue. It doesn't matter really how big it is. It's huge. And I think that's really the ultimate decision that people face.
The bond language is available on the Summit County website. The debt service on the bond will be paid over a 16-year period. A primary home valued at $800,000 would pay about $194 per year. A business of the same value would pay $353 per year. On October 9th, the Patagonia store on Main Street is holding a fundraising event for the Summit Land Conservancy. Details can be found on wesaveland.org. Utah Open Lands is holding a fundraiser on Friday for the Armstrong Snow Ranch Pastures open space. Go to utahopenlands.org to sign up for Friday's event. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.